But our first guest does a tremendous job every morning alongside Frank Morano from 5 to 6:30 a.m. I'm thrilled to be on the show with her. She's Irish. She's celebrating today. It's our good friend Juliette Huddy. Good morning, Juliette.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm well on this day.
I'm actually, yes, I'm 21% Irish, according to my ancestry.com. I'm mostly Lithuanian, but I'm 21% Irish.
How much, how much Lithuanian are you?
34%.
34%.
And then I'm English and Polish and German and Swedish and Scottish.
Now, how do you find this out again?
I went on ancestry.com, and I also went on 23andMe.
Now, why did you, my wife has in the past implored me to do that stuff. I'm just not that interested. Why'd you do that? I'm curious.
I wanted to see what my background was. I mean, I had always thought that I was Lithuanian Polish based on my mom's side and German Irish based on my dad's side. But I figured, you know, we don't really know a lot about my dad's parents and grandparents. And we need to know a little bit more about my mom's side of the family. So I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to sort of see where everything was from. You know that I travel all the time to Europe and I'm just fascinated by history and beginnings. And so that's pretty much, that was the impetus for me.
Well, tell me
I love it. It's fascinating. No, you've got to do it.
I will do it at some point. So you are about 1/5 Irish, which to me is licensed enough to go crazy today. So what does Juliette Huddy's St. Patrick's Day docket look like?
Well, the docket would have gone crazy about 20 years ago, but since I'm 51 years old and I have to work, you know, I have to get up at 2:30 in the morning tomorrow, it's actually my best friend's birthday today, ironically. She's all Italian, though. So I'm meeting her in the city and I'm taking her out to lunch and I'm sure we're going to have a couple cocktails. But that is the extent of my big day out.
Well, but will you take her to, I'm sure the lunch will be a posh, nice place, but will you find some bar, some Irish bar that may be open to
50%
capacity? Oh, no, not going to happen.
No way. I mean, please. Even if it wasn't COVID time, that's the last. The last thing I want to do is go to bars anymore. It's like I'm the chaperone there. It's horrifying. I look around. I remember I used to feel even in my 30s and even early 40s. I remember feeling like, yeah. I mean, I look their age. Now it's just like, oh my God, these are children. These are children. I look like a pervert.
I know. You know, you're right. No, you're right. It is an uncomfortable feeling. There's no doubt. But
it's horrible.
So, but you have to do it every now and then just to revel in what everybody else is doing. You can't. I mean, I know what you're saying. Believe me, I feel that same uncomfortability. But every now and then I have to do it just to say I'm not that old. Or else I'm going to feel like I'm really over the hill.
You know what my thing is? Honestly, Sid, my thing is going to concerts. That is how I get my youthfulness out, because I will be the girl that's shrieking and screaming and potentially crying. And it's actually funny because it was like, I want to say it was 2012. It was March, April, May of 2012. I actually was invited to go see this Irish performer, an amazing singer, Glenn Hansard, who starred in the movie Once. And he was in this Irish band called The Frames. He was playing at this little place downtown called Le Poussin Rouge. And I was invited by Glenn's manager. And he said, you got to show up. There's going to be a surprise. And I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting there. We're watching his show. There's maybe 25 people. I mean, it was tiny. It was a tiny little place. All of a sudden, he starts to play something. He goes, I want to just welcome. And freaking Bono walks in.
Bono walks in.
It's on YouTube. I swear to God, I'm going to post it on my Twitter.
Oh, my God.
And you just hear the audience is like silent for a second because we were all just stunned.
Yeah.
I mean, Bono is my absolute, like, bar none favorite.
Mine too.
Oh.
I just played YouTube. I've seen them in concert between Miami, New York, probably 20 times.
Same here. And I mean, it's just every concert is better than the next one. But this was just so insane. And it was so crazy because they played the old triangle, you know, the Irish song, the old triangle.
Yes.
And they finished and Bono just gets off and walks off the stage and walks right by. I wanted to just be like, I love you, Bono. But, you know, I held myself back. But God, that was a cool.
Was there a time when a younger and a less responsible and wilder Juliette Huddy would go to the St. Patrick's Day parade?
I've never been to the, no, because I don't like to, I'm not a parade person. It's like, yay, floats, yay. I would rather be, in all honesty, the last time that I went to the parade, quote unquote, it was when I was working for Fox News and we went to a place on, I want to say 48th Street that had the windows open so you could sit at the window and just look at, you know, and that was the extent of my, you know, being immersed in the parade. And we just drank like fishes there.
So have you ever gone to any parades in New York City when the Mets won the World Series or the Yankees won the World Series? Or
no, I have not. Nope, all right. I have not.
All right, so.
But I love you, Sid.
I love you, too. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. You do a tremendous job in the morning. I have a lot of fun with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bud.
All right, that's Julianne Huddy. Check her out every morning here on WABC from 5 to 6:30. It is 6:47 with another look at traffic. Here's our good buddy, Joe Nolan.